Hey, this is Greg Sanders. Thanks for listening today. It's our hope that this message will help you connect to God, grow in His Word, and serve the kingdom in a greater capacity. Thanks for listening and enjoy today's message.
So for tonight, this is prayer and Devo. So here's the Devo part. Two Sundays ago, I was speaking and I made this statement. It wasn't really in my notes. The Lord just kind of dropped it in my heart while I was preaching. I said this statement, and I think he posted it or tweeted it or something, that sometimes we ask the Lord, we pray for God to protect our idols instead of delivering us from them. And so I got home and I began to just kind of think about that statement. And tonight I want to talk to you real quickly about modern day idols. I started to call this talk American Idol, but someone's already stole that phrase before. But idolatry is not a word we talk about a lot. And when we think about having idols in our life, my mind goes to wooden statues, stone statues, something someone has on their mantle. And that definitely does exist. That's not just something that used to happen. It's stuff that happens today. But, idolatry, having idols in your life, that's one of the big 10. Those big 10 things don't do. One of them is, don't bear false witness. But then this one says, Exodus chapter 20, verse 23, have no other gods before me. And it talks about not making a graven image unto the Lord, which is making your own idol. And most of us probably don't have any problem. We don't have any propensity or drawing sensation to go form some idol to put on our shelf somewhere. But the reason I've called this modern day idols, or maybe what might be better to call it as American idols, is that we, in the Bible, you can read that they made idols out of anything and everything, wood, stone, whatever they could find, they made idols out of. And today in America, in 2020, I've discovered we make idols out of all different things all the time. And you may be wondering, Greg, how is that possible? Jesus said in Matthew 22 that the greatest commandment is to what? You can say this with me out loud as you're watching. Love the Lord your God with all your heart. Right? And anything that pulls us from loving the Lord with all of our heart is an idol. And so I want to ask you in the comment section right here, and no one's going to get mad at you. You're not going to hurt anyone's feelings. And, right? We're all agreeing we're not going to get our feelings hurt, right? I want you to write in the comment section something that you have seen people make an idol out of. Megan, what's something you've seen people make an idol out of?
Their own priorities.
Their own priorities? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've seen people make idols out of...
Their kids.
Their kids, yeah. Making idols out of money, fame, success. So just whatever, if you would just grant us that tonight, just in the comment section right now, write down something you've seen people make an idol out of. I know it's going to take us 20 or 30 seconds to see your response, but here's the thing. An idol is anything that people put before God. It doesn't have to be something evil.
Politics.
Oh, man, yeah.
Community service.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily, I think that it's good to point out that it's not necessarily that they're bad things in themselves.
Nope.
But if it... phone, work,
yeah.
Money, family, job. But I think those are all wonderful things. But
In and of themselves, they can be great things. Mm-hmm. Jeremiah said video games.
Yeah.
Look, there's John Milliken watches. Man, I miss that guy. Thanks for watching with us tonight, John. Yeah, our phone, our work. And here's the thing. Megan just said it. Idols aren't bad things. I would say this. Here's another definition of an idol. It's misappropriated passion. Mm. When I put my passion that should be for God into something else, then all of a sudden I just made an idol out of that thing. And I want to read a quote to you. I don't even know who said it. I wish I could like paste it on the screen tonight for you, but I'm not smart enough to know how to do that. But listen to this quote. It says, "Is it that a 12-inch tall piece of wood or bronze can do something bad to us? Or is it that we do something awful to ourselves when we place adoration and attention that should go to God and other things?" Then listen to the closing phrase. "When it comes to idolatry, the danger is not in the item, it's in us." And that is so true, because the danger is not in what we make an idol. The danger is not in your car or your house or your family or your kids or your love of sports or your food or whatever it is, your community service, your political bent. All those things are not necessarily evil of themselves, but the harm, the danger is in us when we make those things first. So idols can be good things in the wrong order. They can be bad things.
Yeah.
Right. You can make an idol out of drugs or any sort of addiction, any type of bad behavior, destructive behavior can become an idol. But idols are, it could even be an opinion, as Corey mentioned about politics. It could be an opinion we value before God. It could be an idol, could be a security. We find our security in God, or we find our comfort in God instead of other things. Mm-hmm. And in Psalms chapter 115, here's what it says. Verse number 4 says, "Idols, their idols are silver and gold, the works of men's hands. They have mouths, but they don't speak. They have eyes, but they can't see. They have ears, but they can't hear. Noses, but they can't smell. They have hands, but they cannot handle anything. They have feet, but they can't walk. Neither can they speak through their throat." Now listen to this. "And they that make them are like unto them, and so is everyone who trusts them. When we make idols out of empty things, we become empty ourselves."
So true.
That's the huge danger of idolatry. And since idolatry is based around non-evil things, most of the things you guys have written in the comment section, most of those things are not evil. I mean,
and some of them are essential. Even.
Yes.
I mean,
job, good. House, good.
Somebody, Vicky Parker said food, and I mean,
good. But since the object of idolatry isn't evil, a lot of times we assume that what we're doing isn't evil. Mm-hmm. Since my idolatry is tied to an innocent object, then my action must be innocent. But that's not true. You know, 2 Timothy chapter 3 says this about in the last days, that men will become lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, and unholy. And so one of the big things the Word of God clearly says will be enwrapping people in idolatry in the last days is simply our love for ourselves. We can be our own idol. I mean,
yeah.
There's even a TV show right now where you can try out to be the American Idol. But you can make an idol without having the accolades of doing it. So I want to share with you real quickly three dangers of modern day idols. And I'm going to hit these real quick because I don't want to keep you all night. But first off, here's the first danger is idols, whether the object seems innocent or evil, idols keep us from following Jesus. You know, Addison did a great job Sunday morning preaching the Word of God to us, talking about what is essential. And he referred to the story in the Word of God about the rich young ruler, the young man who came to Jesus and said, "Hey, I want to follow you. Whatever it takes, just let me know. I'm willing to do it." And Jesus said, "Great, sell what you have and give it to the poor and follow me." And all of a sudden, that young man realized that he didn't love Jesus more than anything else. He loved his money more than he loved Jesus. And he actually told Jesus that, "I've kept the Ten Commandments my whole life." And actually, what happened in that moment Jesus is sort of pointing out to him, you really haven't kept those as much as you think you have because you have an idolatry problem. You love your money more than you love me. And, you know, Addison did a great job Sunday morning reminding us that the evil was not in the fact that he had money. The evil was his money had him. He had made an idol out of his money. And one of the key words in that phrase is that, I think there's two key words. Number one, that idol kept him from following Jesus. So anything that keeps you from following Jesus is dangerous. And so anything that keeps you from following Jesus is idolatry. But secondly, the thing I want you to remember from that story is the Bible says he walked away sorrowful. And when I read that passage, I'm always struck by the fact that he got to keep what he wanted to keep. But instead of being happy he got to keep it, he was sorrowful about what he lost. You know what? What you keep always adds sorrow when God's asked you to surrender to him. And so idolatry keeps us from following Jesus. And Psalms 116 reminds us in the first place, and here's what we forget when we fall into idolatry. We forget that in his presence is fullness of joy. At his right hand are pleasures forevermore. And so idols, they rob you from following Jesus and they keep you from the joy Jesus has for you. Second today, the second danger of idols, even modern day idols, is they cause us to produce the wrong fruit. Jesus said in John chapter 15, remain in me as I remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. And so idolatry is anything that would pull us away from producing good fruit. Anything that pulls us away from abiding in the Lord. And my brain just went blank. Happens in real life and on videos too. So anything that pulls us away from the vine, anything that's pulling us away from the Lord, we've got to recognize that is idolatry. And here's the thing: here's where my brain was trying to go earlier. If he's not the one producing fruit in our lives,
something else is.
Something else is producing the fruit. And so one of the things for me personally is, when I recognize the fruit in my life isn't what I want it to be, maybe I lay down at night and I realize the attitude I had in the conversation wasn't the fruit that should have been, or maybe just my attitude in my heart isn't the attitude it should be. A lot of times there is some sort of idolatry in your viewpoint, it might not seem like a big deal. If we'll be sensitive when it's not a big deal in other people's eyes, but you know that God's speaking, if you'll deal with it in its infancy, when it's still small, we can save ourselves a lot of hurt. Isaiah 59, I'll read the scripture and I'll let Megan talk for a minute, says that it's our iniquities that separate you from God. Your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear. See, idolatry, pulls us away from the Lord. It separates us from God. Not that it separates us from his love. He can love us, but he can't bless us because of the idolatry in our life. So I've talked a lot. You want to say anything before I go to point three?
I agree completely.
All right. So she agrees. So I must be doing okay. And here's the third and final dangerous thing about idols is that idols are always costly to surrender. It is always gut-wrenching sometimes to reorder our lives in a way, because it's not always evil. It's not always evil things we're making to idols out of. Sometimes it's just the right thing and the wrong priority, in the wrong order. And so surrendering your idols may seem costly, but I want to tell you there is one thing that's more costly than surrendering your idols to Jesus.
Not surrendering them.
That's exactly what I was about to say. Not surrendering them. You know, in Matthew chapter 13, I love this story that Jesus tells. He says that the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure that a man found in a field. And when he found the treasure, he buried it. He went and he sold all he had, and he bought that field. And then he was joyous because he knew that what he was getting in this field is worth so much more than everything else he just sold. And sometimes when we fall into idolatry, it's because we are forgetting the joy that we have in the Lord. We forget that no matter what we may sacrifice, what we gain is so much more. Jesus said there's not one person who's given up house, mom, dad, brother, or sisters who's not in this life going to receive much more than he could ever imagine. And so I'm just telling you, idolatry is, I believe it happens because we forget the joy that we found in the field of knowing God, knowing our heart is right with God, knowing that we're on our way to heaven, knowing that we have salvation, and he's our hope. And so
my question to you then, I'm going to ask, like, do you think it's just as simple as saying, God, show me what's not right?
Yeah, I think that's a question we need to ask every single day of our life is, are the good things in my life in the right order? And
are the bad things being weeded out?
Yeah, are the bad things being weeded out? I think maybe one way to also combat that is just daily having an attitude of gratitude, remembering that God is my source of finances, God is my source of a great marriage, God is my source for having kids, God is my source for my job. And just I think thanking the Lord for these things also kind of puts them in priority. And so, as Megan said, I think we just need to ask the Lord to be, as Debbie just said in her comments, help. Let's ask him to be the center of our lives. And so I want to pray over the needs. Megan's been writing them down. If you have a need in your life, I'll give you about 20 more seconds to write those in the comment section. I'm going to lead us in prayer in response to this message about idolatry we've talked about. And then I'm going to let Megan take over the prayer time, praying for the needs you've made mention of. So if you will, if you're watching tonight, let's just pray together. Father, we love you. And we thank you for your love for us was not half-hearted, but it was wholehearted, passionate. It moved you to the point of sacrifice. Jesus, you gave your life so that we can have life and life abundant. I'm thankful for that. And I just pray that today, Lord, forgive us when we've made idols out of the gifts in our lives. Lord, forgive us when we've gotten the gifts confused with the giver. And God, I just pray that even now you'll illuminate our hearts, our minds, our lives, point out to us things that may be out of order, and help us to put them back in the right order. We want to live a life that invites your blessing, invites your freedom, invites your presence. And so, Lord, we don't want to have any other gods before you. We know that in your presence is fullness of everything we have need of tonight. So meet us today and deal with our idolatry right now, Lord. Just illuminate to us so that we can confess it to you and you can eradicate it from us. Because, Lord, I know you have great things for us, and we'll give you thanks for it.
Hello, this is Greg Sanders, pastor of the Assembly here in Cabot. I want to say thanks for listening today. If you are ever in the Cabot area, we'd love to have you join us for a service. For service times, check out our webpage at theassemblycabot.com. Thanks again for listening. We hope you have a great day, and God bless.